I'm Bob Grauman. I'm the director of InterVarsity Link, which is InterVarsity's long-term missions program, where we send staff and graduates from InterVarsity around the world to serve with the IFES. I was interviewed for Mission Network News a few weeks ago before the World Assembly, and I said one of the main goals is inspiration. And boy, that sure happened to me and others. It's so inspiring to hear these speakers from all over the world who are involved in student ministry, some of them in situations of real persecution. And we hear these things or we read these things, but it's amazing to actually see the person up there talking about life for Christ, living for Christ in a persecuted country. So that was the first. And then the specific one, the director of the ministry in Bosnia, the Bosnian citizen who's director of the student work there, got up and just talked about how other IFES movements around the world had helped them get started, how InterVarsity particularly helped with sending teams of missionaries to work alongside them to build their student movement, and just to see Christian young people from different countries of the world working together to help build a movement in another country, especially a post-communist persecuted country, and to develop a really good student ministry there was very inspiring. One of the things I think all of us Americans realize that, although we don't want it to, our society is getting a lot more secular, and to the point where even some cases our InterVarsity chapters are having trouble working on some of the campuses. And so it was really interesting to hear staff and students from secular countries in Europe, which were way more secular than us, talking about how they conduct student ministry, how they share the gospel effectively in very, very secular countries, in countries where the Christian group is not allowed to use campus facilities, for instance, but they still conduct a very good ministry at the university. And so it was very helpful for us to go back now with some ideas in how to work in a more secular society. Well, one of the wonderful things about being at an international conference is you see how the gospel can impact people all over around the world that you didn't even realize. I was at a meeting the other day of the pioneers working into Eastern Europe 20 years ago, and one of them was introduced as this African man who's now a Polish citizen, who is the first black member of parliament in Polish history. And so he was sharing his testimony, and he said, I'd like to thank Bob Grauman for affecting my life. And I was like, shocked. I don't remember affecting the life of a Polish parliamentarian, until he said that he actually was a student in Nigeria 20 years ago, and I led a Bible study consultation down there, a Bible study training that really influenced his life. And then he moved to Poland and became a Polish citizen and became elected to parliament. So one never knows when you're just teaching Bible study skills around the world in different countries, how that's going to affect history. So it was really an exciting thing.